If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Today is a big day for Gabbing with Gib because we're closing out the year with our first ever mock Real Housewives draft. It's an idea that was inspired by an exercise that former Hollywood Reporter editor Matt Bellany does on his great podcast, The Town, which was obviously inspired by real sports drafts. And while I'm not exactly sure what those entail, I'm not a big sports guy, as you can probably tell, I did think it would be a fun experiment to test this out with our beloved housewives. It felt right to end the year on this because, you know, in a different way from my overview of every Real Housewives franchise I did with Danny Pellegrino in November, this provides us an opportunity to look at the Housewives universe both from a bird's eye view and from a more up close and personal view, since we're talking about specific housewives here. Obviously, it wouldn't be a true draft or an interesting one if it was just me picking. So I welcomed on my pal Sarah Galley, who hosts the podcast Andy's Girls, to join in on the fun and be my competition for the day. I explained a lot of the rules at the top of our recording, so I won't do that here. But basically, we're building some version of a dream mashup Housewives cast. This isn't just a list of our favorites, because that might not result in a well-balanced group of women who could actually work well on a show of their own. We're thinking about the different roles that these women play within their respective casts as it stands, and whether that role would carry over into a new group, and also how they all might interact with one another. There was a lot to consider, and it ended up being a really fun experiment, so expect more of these sort of sporadically in the future. Maybe I'll do a mid-year Housewives draft or something, and I also have another draft idea that I'll put out way before then, too. For now, enjoy this mock Real Housewives draft with Sarah Galley to close out the year. I'm so excited to continue bringing you fresh new ideas for Gab Me With Gib into 2024. I have a ton of them written down, along with a long list of exciting guests that I cannot wait to welcome onto the podcast in the new year. Please give us a positive rating or a nice review, and make sure you're subscribed to us wherever you're listening to this right now, and following us on Instagram and TikTok. Also, just a reminder, we do upload videos from all of our episodes onto our YouTube channel at youtube.com/@gabbingwithgib. Ready, set, draft. I want to gab. All right, today we're gabbing with Sarah Galley, a Bravo savant whose incredible podcast, Andy's Girls, I've been lucky to have guested on numerous times over the past 2 years. It was actually the first ever podcast I was ever on, and I'm so thrilled to be able to return the favor. Okay, so Sarah, you are here today to do my first ever Real Housewives mock draft, which is a sports terminology that I don't know what the NBA draft is. I know nothing of the sort. But I listen to this podcast called The Town with Matt Bellany, and he does sort of like mock drafts of like, very, it's again, it's like very insider baseball, but it's like you know, of industry execs or streamers or like summer blockbusters. It kind of gives you a bird's eye view of just like the landscape of whatever thing you're talking about. And I think that this is an interesting way for us to look at Real Housewives and just sort of like who's standing out to us in which ways. And it's fun to just kind of have a fantasy world, you know, a quote unquote dream cast could look like of mixed franchises. So Sarah, before we get going, I'm going to read just a couple of things that I sent you over email last night, just so people are aware of what we're doing. So we're going to go back and forth selecting one housewife each from each different franchise until we've each formed a quote unquote dream cast. And reminder, this is not a list of our personal favorites. This is a fun exercise to see what a potential mixed franchise, well-balanced housewives cast could look like. We're picking based on the current state of the and life of the housewife. So this isn't like, you know, I'm choosing Erica from season 8. You know what I mean? This is Erica right now, and this is their life right now. Is that you're giving me a face?
No. I totally, when it comes to like where they are now, 100%. But does it have to be someone who's currently on the franchise? Could it be just someone who's like contemporary in life now who is no longer there? Or do you want to keep it to the franchise? And I can.
I would rather keep it to on the franchise.
Great. And then
because as you'll see later, there's a slot for a formal wife to be slotted in.
Great.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Yes. So once a housewife is chosen, the other person cannot choose that person. So we have come with backups. We'll go franchise by franchise with each person picking one housewife from each current cast. And we'll go alphabetically via franchise. There are nine right now. As a bonus, we'll choose one former housewife to be a friend of the cast. Each time we pick somebody, we'll explain, we'll justify, we'll discuss. And again, this is just a reminder. Picks do not necessarily reflect our favorites. Like, this is not a list of our favorite housewives from each franchise. Right. This is like, you know, you have your force multiplier, you have your alpha, you have your beta, however you want to think about it. There are people serve different purposes on each Housewives cast. And so we're picking based on that. And yeah, we're just going to compare at the end. And reminder, this is totally for fun. This is not showing any bias or favoritism.
Well, I mean, it totally is, but that's a part
it
of
is,
the
it
of
is,
it.
But it's yeah. Not like just because I choose somebody from a certain city doesn't mean they're my favorite on that city necessarily. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Although it absolutely might be.
It might be. It might be. You can read between the lines if you want to, if you're trying to kind of uncover that tea. Okay, so Sarah, as my guest today, you get to go first. And would you rather go in alphabetical order, so starting with Atlanta, or would you rather go in reverse alphabetical order and start with Salt Lake City?
Let's start with Salt Lake City.
Okay, so we're going to go Salt Lake, Potomac, Orange County, New York, New Jersey, Miami, Dubai, Beverly Hills, Atlanta.
And I do just want to add the disclaimer that years ago on Andy's Girls, Dame Brian Moylan asked me who my like dream girls trip cast would be. And he got to watch me in full time sort of explode into glitter. So I am terrible at picking any kind of top 5, top 10. So even the names that I came up with when you said like literally one, I was like, cool, cool, cool. So like almost every one of them has like so-and-so or so-and-so. So it's like,
right.
I am terrible at this. And I'm also very bad at casting because I typically pick all alphas. So I just want to throw that into the
it's
mix.
Interesting.
This is flexing
actually,
my muscles
or stretching. Before we jump in, do you want to just like give a couple of things like what sort of went through your mind where you were gravitating toward? Because I actually kind of felt the same thing. I was like, I was either going like the humor route, like, okay, this person would just like bring a lot of funny and like really good confessional moment, or somebody who just like is going to be an instigator and an alpha. That's sort of where I was kind of landing a lot of the time.
Yeah, and it's hard because when you think of Girls Trip, for example, each season has had its own distinct flavor. Like, I feel like the first season was all stars. The second season was like sort of dark mania. And the third season was a fuck up. So it's like when you think of casting, I sometimes fall into the same traps or tropes that Ultimate Girls Trip does too, of like, you know, this is going to be a specific kind of energy. And sometimes that's not an intention, it's just a reflection.
It just is.
Yeah. So I just want to apologize.
no apology necessary.
It's gonna be a shit.
Okay. Sarah Galley, mm-hmm. Who is your first pick from Salt Lake City?
Okay, I'm already backtracking as I say out loud, but I just have to say Lisa Barlow, because she's just such a unique character, but I already have a backup. It was an even playing field between Lisa
that's,
and somebody.
Barlow's your pick. No, yeah. Once you say
Barlow,
it, that's
Barlow's
your pick.
My pick. I'm
okay.
Picking a choice.
In your mind is Lisa Barlow's sort of main, you know, what the thing that she brings to the cast is that, Is that being a connector? Is that humor? Is that just overall being like her housewife, just like persona?
That's a great question. I feel like it's honestly the fact that she's very bougie, very $60,000 diamond, yeah. And we need to have someone who very clearly has brand stamped on their forehead. So I want that. I also think she is a very singular kind of housewife, and you need to have a couple housewives who you just can't replicate. So anything could happen. She could be like sort of sucking up to like prestige housewives from prestige franchises, or she could be like melting down. I genuinely love Lisa Barlow. I think she's one of the best instances of Housewives casting, like in the
iconic
Housewives universe. Yeah. So I have to go with her. And she's also genuinely very funny.
She was one of my top two picks. I'm actually going to go the total opposite way and go with Monica because you know, when I'm thinking about a Housewives cast, you know, I think you want to have somebody who's a little bit more green. In a lot of people who I kind of gravitated towards in this exercise were longer running housewives. And I think you need a newer face who can be a little manipulated, who can stand their own and bring, you know, compelling storyline. And I think that, you know, a lot of people love Monica, but the biggest, you know, hurdle for her right now is that nobody on her cast likes her. And so I'm like, okay, if you put her in a group that doesn't have any history with her and she hasn't sued them, or she hasn't, you know, whatever the allegations that are gonna come out against her, she kind of has a cleaner slate with a new group, I would say, if we were to put her in this situation. So I'm going with Monica from Salt Lake.
Love that. That is a surprise pick, which I'm extremely into. Very into that.
Thank you. Okay, Potomac. I'll go first since you went first on Salt Lake.
We're gonna have the same one. It's gonna be a problem for me, but go. Yeah,
are we?
I think we are.
I'm gonna go with Candace.
Oh, we're not.
Okay. And this is an instance where it's like, and again, I've grown to really kind of appreciate Candace, but she's not my favorite on Potomac. But Candace, to me, she brings genuine humor and her confessional game is on point. I think that even if Potomac's having a bad episode, which they've had a lot of lately, mm-hmm. you can count on her or Karen to bring good confessional. But I think when I was thinking about who else I was choosing with Candace, she's also a really good instigator. She I don't know. I think she brings it in multiple arenas. So I just, she's become a really well-rounded person to me. So that was my pick.
Great pick. Honestly, also just Candace in life. She's going to give you a lot. So that's a great pick.
Yeah. And as you know, from firsthand experience, she's willing to move forward with people.
She is. She hasn't unblocked me yet, but we have.
Okay.
We did. So that was a healing moment.
Who was your pick from Potomac, Sarah?
The Grand Dame. Gotta go with Karen Huger. She's a light. She's funny. She's not going to take up all of the like space and energy in the room, which I think is important. And
totally.
She's one of those she's definitely an alpha housewife. I wouldn't call her a beta housewife, but I do have to say that I don't think she's not as like hungry for the spotlight as all times as other housewives are, which can become a distraction and not in a great way. I think she's actually pretty balanced and she's a high performer and she makes me happy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a really good point about Karen, because she is sort of, to me, the stalwart of Potomac. But within a group setting, she usually isn't the person driving the conversation. She's usually giving the reaction, which I think is just as important. So but people still respect her and still kind of like she is that presence. Okay, great. Love that for you. Orange County, Sarah.
Okay, Orange County. I mean, I understand the rules. You are very explicit and specific, and I get it. And I probably should say Tamara, but I'm going to say Shan. I'm just going to say she's another wild card. I think my cast is a little bit of a wild card cast. And again, saying this out loud, adding the disclaimer, it should probably be Tamara, but I'm going with Shan. You don't know what era of Shan she will be in the present Shan. And I'm going with Shan.
Yeah. And I think I think with Shannon, like what the promise there is that, like, you know, whether you want to think about this as like a good TV element or like kind of a sad element, I don't know if she'll ever have it like fully figured out for herself. Like we've seen it. There's always something else that, you know, is happening. And that's storyline. That's inherent storyline with her. And she has good interpersonal drama too. So, I support that pick. That was my backup. But I'm my pick from Orange County is Heather. And she is
great pick.
She is sort of serving the Karen Huger role for me in my cast, which is like the she is a little bit on a pedestal. She is has a regalness about her. She can hang with a lot of the women. But, you know, I think one of the things on Orange County right now that or this past season was like she was kind of ostracized. She was kind of like, you know, whatever. And I think it's there's a jealousy element of that. And so seeing her in another group setting, I think would be really, really interesting. Because I think, you know, people have thrown out like, oh, what if she's on Beverly Hills? I didn't really want to see her on Beverly Hills, but I would like to see her among a different group of women just to see what that's like. You know, does that pedestal nature like carry over? Or is she more easily ripped down? I don't know.
I love that. That's an excellent pick. I really genuinely excellent pick.
And I think it's interesting both neither of us chose Tamara.
I know, because I felt like she was too obvious. The crazy thing is I honestly forgot that Heather existed when I was choosing this. So as soon as you said Heather, I was like, oh, Heather makes sense. And honestly, Emily would make sense too. This is where I'm terrible at making decisions. But yeah, it's a great, 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 great pick. Honestly,
I also think that I also from my taste, Tamara's too obvious of a pot stirrer. I think that she doesn't hide her cards enough. So, you know, she's not my fave in that sort of role. Okay, I'm first for New York, and this is new New York. This is not old New York. This is new New York. What am I going to choose? Okay, I'm going with Brynn.
Great.
So I was deciding between Aaron and Brynn, but I went with the Brynn card because I'm realizing I definitely need this just sort of like, you know, wild card humor of it all. And she obviously still has the compelling storyline. I don't think we've seen much in terms of like drama from her, like overt drama, but I'm okay with that. She is sort of a light addition for the moment. Maybe she'll sink her teeth more into it. She only has one season under her belt. She's kind of like a, you know, Monica's still in her rookie season. Brynn is between those two stages. And so I think she can go either way, you know, and I hope she grows. I'm taking a bet on Brynn.
I love that. I'm into that energy. Yeah, I was going to say Jessel, but I'm making a last minute change because the other person in my picks list was Aaron. So I am going to steal your backup quarterback and or whatever football position exists and go with Aaron because I just think she is a strong housewife, strong personality, can be a little cruel and sometimes cutting in some of her confessionals, but you also don't know what she's going to kind of do next. Like, I think she sometimes makes the wrong decision in the moment, which is great television. So I'm here for it.
I think that Aaron is a quasi villain, I would say, not a full-fledged because she doesn't lean into it necessarily. And again, they're in an interesting spot, this cast, and I'm curious if she does lean into that or if she course corrects after watching herself on TV, because I think that she wants to be liked. I don't know if she wants to be the villain necessarily. I think she almost can't help herself.
Yeah, totally.
Totally. Yeah. Okay, New Jersey, you are first up.
Dolores, hands down. We need a Dolores. I'm sorry. Had to do it. It was the easiest. Honestly, it was the easiest pick of any franchise. Dolores, forever and ever, amen. We know she has the Patterson in her, but she can also just be so genuinely caring. She can be the voice of the audience. She's also an excellent mediator. I believe everything she's ever said and ever will say. And she deserves to shine. There's not enough of a shine on Dolores because just from the purposes of storytelling, because there's so much that always happens with Joe, Tree, Melissa. And you know what? Dolores deserves her time in the sun. So apologies, but I had to take her.
Listen, that's what this is all about. It's, you know, we're fighting for our picks here. I was going to go with Dolores. So I guess I will go. I'm picking between two names in my head right now, and I am just going to make a game time decision. We're making a lot of sports references
that.
Here.
We're very sporty.
Game time decision here. I'm going with Melissa.
Yep.
Because I think that Melissa, again, she's really solid. I don't think she's ever going to be the huge alpha in the room, but she is. I think people in the Housewives arena outside of her show really like her. I think she seems to get along with a lot of people. So I think that she could be sort of a connector, I actually think that her role on a mixed show would change up. And we saw in the first season of Girls Trip, like her and Kyle were like kikiing the whole time. Like everyone sort of loves her. And so I think it'd be refreshing to see her in a new cast. So I'm going with Melissa.
I love that energy. Yeah. Love that.
Love that. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're on to Miami. And it's my turn to pick first. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Dr. Nicole.
Okay.
I'm going with Dr. Nicole because I guess that she... Okay, I was going to say that she gives us like the loud luxury of it all. And like she just gives us the, you know, the aspirational lifestyle that the unattainable aspirational lifestyle that I think that sort of was an original part of the DNA of Housewives that I think some of the franchises have lost a little bit over the years. But I think that she there are sort of like torchbearers of that quality. And she is one of them. Heather is also of that quality. But the difference between Heather and Nicole is that Nicole's willing to throw down a little more. I think Nicole's willing to like go there. And like, I mean, we've seen with her fights with Larsa and things like that. Like she is down to like get into a war of words. And she, again, I think that she has so much room to grow in her role as a housewife. So I'm going with Dr. Nicole.
Love that. I was going to take Dr. Nicole. So
were you?
I was. Okay. She was my number one. But my backup is the literal complete opposite of Dr. Nicole because we need to have a well-rounded cast. And that means people who are going to do stuff that you vehemently disagree with, but they're also just so interesting and such a character. So I'm going with Larsa.
Wow. That's a bold choice, especially in this climate. Can you please elaborate?
It is a bold choice, especially in this climate, but she is just so singular and will do things that I would think no human person would ever dare think of doing. And then she doubles down. She's so intentionally, actively oblivious. And I would be curious to see how she interacts with an Erin, for example, certainly with Dolores. I don't think Dolores and Larsa would blend well, which is why I love it all the more.
The way you said blend well is just, yes. Yeah. Okay. I love that's a, again, we need some wild cards here.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think honestly, Dubai as a whole is kind of a wild card. We've seen one season from all these people, but it's your choice first. So Dubai.
So I feel like I want to say Caroline Stanberry just because it's a classic, but I really can't argue or defend it. Like I think be saying like Lisa, but I am going to say Caroline Stanberry just because she goes on vacation, does all these trips all the time, constantly living her absolute best life. I would love for someone, maybe Dolores, to sit her down and be like, so tell me about your 1099 and like, where is this coming from? Like, totally.
Let's have a financial scandal in season one of this mashup. Yeah,
totally. And I just think it is maybe the choice I can defend the least of all of my picks, but it just feels I can't not bet on Caroline. I really can't not bet on her. What about you?
Okay. So, you know, she was my backup, but she was not my first. I think if we were able to go back in time with these picks and be like, okay, I would choose Ladies of London, Caroline Stanberry, hands down, she'd be like a top pick for me overall. Like
totally.
Her performance on that show is, I think, one of the top ever. I love her on that. I'm not loving her yet on Dubai. And I guess you're kind of getting a two for one because Sergio is part of that package and he's around for every Housewives event. That would annoy me. So I'm going with Chanel Ayan. She's the biggest star on that cast to me right now. She, I think sometimes she can be a little bit like uninhibited, like a little too over the top sometimes. I think that each passing season, she will, you know, learn to rein that in and learn to like, you know, unleash it at the right times. I'm putting a stake in the ground with Chanel Ayan. And as we've seen, like every time a housewife goes to Dubai, which seems it's like every other week at this point, like she's always she's the one that's always hanging out with them. So I'm like, you know what? She's a good connector. People like her. Like she's down to kiki with the girls. Like, I don't know. And I think that in a housewife setting, she would pop off at some of them. So
honestly, everybody is going to Dubai. All the housewives seem to be like, going to Dubai
that?
Right now. Really?
It's so interesting.
It's odd.
It's almost like, I mean, the conspiracy theory is that somebody's sending them there to remind people that the Dubai cast sort of like exists because the press around that show is like non-existent. So
I don't even think that's a conspiracy. I think that's a viable option.
Thank you for backing that up. Okay, I get a big first choice in Beverly Hills.
Okay. It's hard.
I almost wanted to go second with this one. Okay. You know what I mean?
It's hard. It's hard. Honestly, I had a top three that it's like almost
impossible.
Let me just
like do a little lowdown of my list right here.
Yeah, I haven't. I also have been like doing a little bit of improv, so I don't have my picks written down. Yeah.
Oof.
My
okay.
picks written down rather are different from the ones that I'm saying out loud. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. It's hard. I'm kind of stumped right now on Beverly Hills. I feel like it's the highest stake is right now. You know, I'm not going to bet it all on Blonde. I'm not going to bet it all on Blonde. I'm going to bet it all on Kyle Richards. I'm just going to do it. Because I think that she's obviously at an inflection point in her life. And there are still a lot of questions. There's a lot of natural speculation. There's a lot of what's her future going to look like. And I think that whatever that future does look like for her, it will be interesting TV. It will be probably central to the storyline if it happens. If this is filming next year, like it's still central to the storyline. And you know what? I think that she is naturally a very honest person, and she will talk about it. So I think that she would provide really compelling central storyline for us on this show.
Love that. She was, in fact, my first choice. So I'm going to need to go to my second. And my second included two people who I'm currently litigating in my head, Sutton and Garcelle.
Okay.
So I was thinking Sutton might be too much because I have Shan there. And they sort of, to me, are a little bit similar just in terms of like chaotic energy. And then I have Garcelle, who would be incredible, except I already have Dolores, who seems to me sort of similar at points, just in being like really friendly, funny, quick, but not necessarily bringing that kind of reactive energy that other housewives would have. So now I'm like, do I want the kind of like extremely kinetic, sometimes chaotic energy of Sutton? Or do I want the even keeled, but also fabulous, funny energy of Garcelle? And so now in my head, I'm kind of playing out because it's like, I have Shan, but I have Dolores. So it's like, but then I have Larsa, who's a mess. And then I have Karen, who's not a mess, but is funny and, you know, can be the butt of her own joke. I have Lisa Barlow. Because I have Lisa Barlow as well, I feel like I have to go Garcelle. Because I think Sutton would be
the right choice.
I think Sutton would be too much. There are too many other characters that we need to have someone who brings with them just a real genuine balance, which Garcelle absolutely does. She's the queen.
As you were talking through that, I was like, I would be Garcelle.
It's got to be Garcelle. Yeah. Sutton would be too much. It would tip the scale too much in terms of just energy.
I think
energy.
Sutton and Shannon together alone would be really interesting. But I think that when you add the Larsa element, it's like, no. We gotta pull back a little bit.
Totally.
Yes.
Absolutely agree.
All right. So before we get to the former housewife as a friend of, we have Atlanta left and you get to go first on Atlanta.
Full stop, Candy. Candy, full stop. Not thinking about it, not doing nothing. If, you know, I had a backup of someone who's current but also past, I would probably say Sheree, might say Kenya, honestly. Kenya and Candy, now that I think about it, are probably tied. Kenya was incredible on Girls Trip. She did a really great job with a bunch of different personalities from different franchises.
Yeah.
So one could make the argument that Kenya is a better fit than Candy. And let me just think about this in my head. I am going to actually change my mind and go with Kenya, because now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm so sorry. Now that I say it out loud, it is so clear to me that it has to be Kenya based on her, you know, she's just one of the greats. And also we've seen her on Girls Trip. She killed the game. So we got to go. Kenya Moore. Life rolls on.
That's a game changer for my list.
Sorry.
Because I'm trying to think if Candy slots into mine. You know, I'm trying to think if I have too much. Because I have Kyle and Melissa who are sort of like big connectors, big sort of like presences, but not super in your face. So I'm not going to choose Candy because I feel like that she would kind of bring more of the same of that.
Interesting.
So I'm going to get another wild card into my cast with Marlo.
Oh, my God. I was hoping you wouldn't say that. Marlo. Okay.
Why?
Because I just think she can be... I don't trust her instincts as a housewife. I absolutely do as a friend. But as a housewife, I think she often goes the path that's not great for TV.
Right. Okay. Well, that's fair. But I'm going to stick with my choice.
I love that.
because I think that, you know, these are big casts. Mm-hmm. These are 9-person right. casts with a friend of. So I think that her impact in that, in sort of driving the direction, mm-hmm. you know, on Atlanta, there's less people willing to do that right now. And there's less directions to go in. So I think on this show, you know, I think that she would be tampered down by a Monica or a Candace. I think that they would be able to check her a little bit. So, or even a Chanel Ayan. So I'm going to stick with my Marlo because I think that maybe she would be a de facto friend of, in terms of screen presence, in terms of just like giving us confessional in my world. So that's my choice from Atlanta.
Okay,
so, okay, we have each chosen one housewife from each franchise. I have them written down for us.
Okay, great.
But we have one more spot for a friend of, and it can be any former housewife that is not currently on a franchise. It's probably the biggest pool we have to choose from. And you get to go first.
I have to be really honest. I thought of one housewife and one housewife alone. I gotta say Jill Zarin. I know just the energy, and she's a singular person. She also desperately wants to be picked for the team, and to have her friend of and not full time, you have built in drama there, because she's gonna have drama against herself of like, why wasn't I picked to be full time? And that would probably be her storyline the entire time, would be why wasn't I picked to be full time? And then getting upset when other people are like, because you weren't. Because that was not the call. So I have to say Jill Zarin. Jillian Zarin is the way to go for me.
She's finally back on a franchise.
She's finally
in your
back,
world.
But not full time. And I know she says,
you're right.
She says over and over again how much she loves being a friend of. But I don't know if she was offered. I don't even know if she'll come back now. But
no, I don't think she will.
Yeah.
I mean, and she's obviously, you know, she's a big proponent, even though she has not been on the show for over 10 years. She is a big proponent of favored nations, meaning they all get paid the same. And as a friend of, that could complicate things for you. I don't know. The contract negotiations could be a little ugly.
Yeah, the show could end before it begins. But that shows
exactly.
The power of Jillian. It
then
really
it turns into
does.
A girls trip.
I love
exactly.
It.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay.
Okay. What about you? What's your pick?
So I wanted to go with somebody who we just haven't seen, like who we have not seen since they left their show.
Okay.
It's somebody who I think is a great beta. She's a great person to talk to, you know, air out your issues to. She's a good sounding board.
Can I guess?
A good, well-liked personality. Who do you think it is?
Alex McCord.
It is not Alex McCord.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
Who,
know.
You know, TBD on if she'll get her moment in the sun again.
I know.
But in my world, that role is going to Eileen Davidson.
Oh, such a good pick. That is honestly the best pick of all of the picks that we've done. That's the best pick. That's a single
you know,
best
she,
pick.
I have a lot of big personalities. She balanced Rinna so well in those early seasons, and I think she could do that for some of the people here. So that is my former housewife pick for a friend of.
Honestly, that makes me literally right now want to watch Eileen Davidson, Beverly Hills.
Right?
Honestly.
Right? Like, I want to be in that crazy house of hers playing, having a poker night, you
totally.
Know?
Totally. With Vince, like, peering over the garage door to be like, what is happening with these wild women?
Exactly.
Love it.
Exactly.
That's a great pick. That's a really, really great pick.
Thank you so much. Okay, so I'm going to read your cast and read my cast, and we can just do a little analysis here. We're on the fly.
Love it.
Okay, Sarah, your fantasy housewives cast is Lisa Barlow, Karen Huger, Shannon Bedore, Erin from New York, Dolores, Larsa, Caroline Stanberry, Garcelle, Kenya, and Jill Zarin in a friend of role. How do you feel about this?
I actually feel much better about this than any time I've ever tried to do a medley, because I've never been able to accomplish it. So you are a talent.
Well, kudos to you.
I know. Honestly, kudos to you, because I think this has, you have enabled picks to be made. And that feels a little bit like a Christmas miracle. The only person who I think, I don't know that I have a switch. I guess you could switch. Maybe Jessel, but the Erin pick, I don't know if that really lands the way it did when I was saying it out loud, but it could. It really could. It could.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting seeing Erin hold her own amongst a lot of these really big personalities that you have. I will say I'm looking at your list and I'm like, oh, like Erin is the only like sort of, and it's not about age, it's just about stage of life. Like, she's the only one with, like, really young kids. And she would kind of stand out in that way, I think, in terms of like her personal storyline.
Well, Kenya has Brooklyn, who's young.
That's true.
Brooklyn
is
much younger than Eric.
Much different family units, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's like they bring different versions of that life, which I think is a nice balance.
Love that. Great point. Absolutely.
Okay, so I love that. And so mine is Monica from Salt Lake.
Oh my God, already.
Candace, Heather Dubrow, Bryn from New York, Melissa Gorga, Dr. Nicole, Chanel Ayan, Kyle Richards, Marlo Hampton, and Eileen Davidson as a friend.
Chaotic.
It's a little chaotic, I have to say. There's not much sort of beta going on here. There's not much silent but deadly situation. It's like kind of, it's pretty in your face, but maybe that's just how I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And listen, judging by Girls Trip season 2, chaos can be magical. So
that is so
not a bad thing. In fact, it's probably a goal, is to have a certain amount of chaos, and you've got that balance. And Eileen is going to play a big role there in a great way. I think that's
totally.
Maybe
she's promoted in season 2.
Oh my God. Yeah. Maybe she's promoted in season 1 and she is, she's like a friend of a
signs enabled, a friend like, of contract totally. And then gets upgraded.
Over-delivering is an Eileen Davidson classic.
Yes. Okay. So lastly, I'm going to put us on the spot. If we were to pick a franchise city for them to live in for our shows, what, you know, do you want the city to be like a character in the show? Like, you know, cause I think each city brings something else to their franchise, you know, in terms of like, whether it's the personality of it or the like cultural, like religion aspect of it, like different cities bring different things.
That's a great question. I would probably say, honestly, to put it in New York or Beverly Hills, just because I feel like they're so specific that you can get a certain kind of energy in different ways from New York versus BH. I think one of those two could be really interesting. What about you? What do you think?
I think for mine, I think, you know, you bringing up Dorinda and Dorinda's season of Girls Trip in the Berkshires, they were kind of all just like locked in a house. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think that New York or LA would just kind of, or Beverly Hills would give a little too much. There'd be almost too much energy coming around from around them.
Totally.
So I think I'm going to go with a more suburban element of New Jersey or Potomac, probably. Of just like, we're in houses, we're having dinner parties, and shit just hits the fan. You know what I mean? There's too much personality in the room, but it's not oozing out onto the sidewalk in New York City necessarily.
Honestly, now I want to change 100%. That's a great point. No, totally. Like, put them in Franklin Lakes, honestly.
Right.
Or a Franklin Lakes-esque place. I can't really say Orange County, but like something like that. Yeah, 100%. That's a great point.
And I also think the different levels of glamour, I think like, you know, some of them would just like shine too much in a Beverly Hills setting. So it's an even playing field if you go to the suburbs.
Yeah, I think Lisa Barlow would spiral in New Jersey, and I would love to watch that play out. I really would.
I would love to watch that play out. Well, this has been so much fun, Sarah. This is like this is the first time I've ever done this, and I think that you were a great sparring partner on this. I think we both ended up with solid, watchable shows. And I love this for us.
Well, I love this for us too. And thank you so much for having me, because truly the amount of anxiety that I felt about making, because this is really, it's like exposure therapy of like, you just have to sort of make a choice.
You
maybe.
Just have to fucking choose. Exactly.
You just have to fucking choose. And I think that can be tough, because I also spend so much of my time on AG living in the gray, that to just like make a choice
is it's lovely. Very black and white.
Yeah. And I'm proud of our casts. I'm proud of our casts.
I mean, too. And I think that both of us sort of operate in that same space of like, it's not actually usually black and white for us. And we both try to like see a little bit more of the nuance. But when you're casting, you're either giving somebody a contract or you're not. And so I think it's good to push us. It's good to push, you know.
Yeah.
And Sarah, do a plug for Andy's Girls, or tell people, you know, what they can expect from your podcast and where they can sign up. You have a Patreon, do all the things.
Well, thank you first off so much for having me. And Andy's Girls is a semi-weekly podcast that focuses on the psychology behind the Housewives and other TV show drama. So we like to call it a mix between C-SPAN, and Ayanla Fix My Life. So you can listen to episodes of Andy's Girls wherever you listen to episodes of your favorite pod, like this one, and follow me on Instagram at Dame Galley, and the Patreon has exclusive bonus apps at patreon.com/AndyScrolls. And thanks again, Gibbs, for for letting me
gab. Thank you so much for doing this. Oh my God, of course. Thanks so much for doing this. I'll have you on another time to do a more like discussion-based situation, but I'm happy to have you on for this first draft.
Well,
really
thank
fun.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. It's a delight.
So fun. Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe to Gabbing with Gib on any podcast platform to listen to new episodes, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gib on YouTube to watch full-length versions of our interviews. We'd also love your support with a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can follow me at Gib Sonoma on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and keep up with all things Gabbing with Gib at Gabbing with Gib on Instagram and TikTok. Gabbing with Gib is an independent podcast hosted by me, Gibson Johns. It's produced by myself and Riley Dabbs. Graphics are by Rachel Roth, and our cover art photography is by Troy Hallahan. If you want to reach out about guest booking, sponsorship, or advertising opportunities, email us at gabbingwithgib@gmail.com. Thank you again for your support, and see you next time.